Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasures. It's September, and in Texas, that means one thing. Football season is officially here. So we're kicking off a special series titled Gridiron and Grace. Y'all, the bands are loud. The stands are packed. And the rivalries run deep. I don't know about your neck of the woods, but here in Texas, we love our traditions. Friday night lights at the small town stadium, singing your college fight song on Saturdays, or gathering with family to cheer for your favorite pro team on Sundays. Football and tradition go hand in hand in Texas. Think about it. Tradition gives us roots, connections, and a sense of belonging. But here's the thing. Some traditions matter far beyond the scoreboard. Scripture tells us about traditions that don't just last a season, but echo through generations and even into eternity. And even if you're not a football fan, I want to encourage you to lean in, because the truths in this episode will not only impact your life, but also the lives of those around you. Let's look at two passages that speak to faith as a lasting tradition. We are going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 through 9. This portion of scripture is often referred to as the Shema, a Hebrew word that means to hear. Friend, this is more than just a tradition for the Jewish people. When you back up to verse 4, the very first word spoken is hear, Shema. If I'm saying that correctly, it's S-H-E-M-A. It's a prayer that has been spoken daily for centuries, and one that Jesus himself even referenced when teaching on the greatest commandment found in Mark 12. Shema means more than just listening. It's hearing with action. This is a twofold command also. First, it's a command to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. And the second, to pass that love and faith on to your children. These aren't just rules. They are God's heart for his people. When his word dwells in us, it flows out of us. Proverbs 4:23 reminds us, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. We are called to have hearts that not only believe, but also keep God's commands and pass them on. Let's move over to the New Testament. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, I love this passage, because it shows both the power of faithful family traditions and the influence of faithful women in the lives of others. Paul reminds Timothy that his faith first lived in his grandmother and in his mother, and now in him. Their faith wasn't just words. It was lived in a way Timothy and others could see. They were embodying the commands of Deuteronomy. And again, this is a two-part message. Paul then urges Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God. Faith is alive and active. It requires tending. Think of a campfire. Whether you're cooking dinner, keeping warm, or even just roasting marshmallows, a fire requires attention. You've got to fan it. You've got to stoke it. And you have to guard it so it doesn't burn out or rage out of control. That's how faith works too. Even as Paul sat in prison facing death, his charge to Timothy was clear. Guard the faith and move boldly with the gospel. And friend, that's our charge today as well, to be the Timothys of our generation. So when we live out the principles of Deuteronomy and 2 Timothy, we are passing down traditions with eternal purpose. In football, traditions connect us to those who came before. Granddad and dad who wore the Letterman jackets, mom who never missed a game, and the coach who built a program that still shapes the team today. And can I be real? Here in Texas, the whole family seems to be part of the tradition. From the ones on the field to those cheering in the stands, from those cooking those famous game day dishes, and yes, even to those praying faithfully for their team to a faithful God. In the same way, God calls us to build spiritual traditions that outlast us. What we pass down isn't just game day spirit, it's faith. Just like Timothy's grandmother and mother handed down faith to him, you and I have the chance to pass along scripture, prayer, and godly values to our children, our friends, and anyone God calls us to share the good news with. Sister, the roar of the crowd fades and the scoreboard resets each season, but the traditions of faith we leave behind carry eternal impact. I want to ask you a few reflection questions today. What faith traditions are you carrying on from those who came before you? And what new spiritual traditions can you start in your family or friend circle? And then also, how are you making God's word part of your daily rhythm? Just like, you know, brushing your teeth or even cheering Go Team on game day. If you're unsure, or maybe you want to challenge yourself this week, use this prayer prompt. Ask God to show you one spiritual tradition you can establish or strengthen this week, whether it's reading scripture daily, praying before bedtime, or starting your morning with worship. Football traditions fire us up for a season, but faith traditions carry us for a lifetime. Let's not just pass down fight songs, let's pass down a faith that endures until the end of time. Join me next week for episode 2 of Gridiron and Grace, as we talk about loyalty on the field of life. And remember, keep seeking the wisdom of God like silver and searching for it like hidden treasures.